MM9 SRU listening, Hubnet for any calls. Mike 9 SRU listening, Hubnet, and standing by.
Hello there, Gordon from M0 WNT.
I'm not speaking to you, Neil. I'm not on your buddy list. Evening, how are you? How's your project going? I was logging. Haven't been on social medias and that today. So I don't know how your thing's coming along. Neil. But by all accounts, I think you're probably 99.9% sorted. MM9S, are you?
Yeah, good evening there, Gordon. I've just put you on here. Would I just have to put M9SRU? I think, just let me try that. Just give me a minute, mate, because it's just coming up red still. Because I'm on, what's this one I'm on? What am I on? 512 88, I think it is. So, yeah, just give me a minute, mate.
Yeah, I may not have shown that one, Neil. I'm on 41522. It just always works for me, that particular one. 41522, if that's any help to you.
Yeah, okay, Gordon. I'll just nip over to 41522, mate, because I'm on this other one. That's why it's not showing up. It is. But just give me a minute, mate. Yeah, MM9 SRU M0 WNT. Yeah, I have to put locate bin as well. I have to put MM9 SRU. I tried it as M9 SRU, but it wouldn't do it, mate. So I've got you now, mate, and you're all green. M0 WNT.
Yeah, good stuff. There, Neil. I just find that 41522 just always works for me. Touch wood, I've never had any problem connecting with that one, Neil. I've got the others. I'm still using. I'm actually still using your old PC, the IP address thing. I'm still using that. It works for my node. So I've got all the buttons and disconnect. Well, basically, you know, because you made it. I still use that on the PC. I don't have anything on my phone. I did download Matt's Android thing. What was it, node control or node thing, but I couldn't get it to work, so it's there, it's installed, but I've never ever got it to work Neil, but it sounds like you're getting there. I wonder what other features you're going to add to it. You got any other goodies on it? MM9S, are you?
Yeah, okay there, Gordon. Yeah, I've got, I use the connector 41522. I do. But Brian sent me a chat to connect to this other one, but I tried it. I called him up, but I was getting no reply on him. And then I heard you come on, and I was getting a bit confused, so I've gone back to 41522. This is the one I usually connect to, mate, anyway. It is. Yeah, at the minute, mate, I've got your note number and that. I have, and it's got a timer on there as well for when you TX in, and that it has. It goes in dark mode, in black, or you can put it in white. It tells you how many nodes are on there, and if you click on it, it tells you all the call signs on there. It tells you how long you've been connected to that gateway for. The node control bit, I've done it so your buttons, you click on a button, you can edit it, add it, or delete it. You should have different colours as well. So you can have like blue for certain colours, red for others, green for others, and grey for other ones. I've got a disconnect bit there as well, so you can just quickly disconnect. I've got a tick box there as well if you want to disconnect before connecting. So you can just press straight onto your button there and it just connects, it'll disconnect, and then it'll just connect whatever button you press on. Ambodies, I've got all that on there. You can add as many as you want there. You can, where it might, I'll just take a pip. Yeah, okay, Gordon, yeah. I've got the ambodies bit, that goes up green if you're on the same, like, node numbers, like 41522. The rest will show up red on your buddies list. What else have I got in here? I've got DQMF keypad. I have, so if you've got no microphone or radio without DTMF, it does DTMF on there as well. It does, and it also plays a sound, just like on your radio, when you press a button, it gives you like the DTMF keys in a sound as well. You can switch it off as well. And also got a Wi-Fi control as well, so if you take your node out, you can connect it. Connect an Ethernet straight to your friend's computer, fire up the browser, put his Wi-Fi credentials in on it, on this browser bit, and then just press add Wi-Fi network, disconnect it, and then you've got all your Wi-Fi settings already in. I've just tested all that out, and everything seems okay there, mate. Anyway, had a couple of niggles. Peter's been helping me out with it. I'm really grateful of him as well for helping me. I've been doing like the timers and that, so you don't over time and things like that, mate. That's about it there, Gordon. M0WNT.
MM9SRU returning. Sounds like you've been really busy with it, Neil, and hats off to you, mate. Well done. I was going to make a suggestion, and you'll probably go on. No, here we go. See the call signs that are there. Like, obviously, you've got hubnetwork.uk, wherever, if you're in front of a PC or that, you can see all the nodes and people and everything like that. And obviously, if you click on them, it'll revert to their QRZ page. Could you implement that, or is it just way too much hard work? Neil, go ahead.
M0WNT returning. I could put that, mate, but only trouble is, if when I connect on, click on connect nodes, it's got like nodes, like it's got 1000, 111, 1144, and things like that. But the rest, if people just click on the call signs, or I could just put a thing in there just to ignore the ones and things like that, it probably would work, mate. Yeah, I could probably actually implement that, mate, and it'll open up on a new page or something like that. I could do something like that there, Gordon, I'll have a go. I'll see if I can add it. It's any of the QRZ database. You just put your call sign in, don't you? So, yeah, it shouldn't be much of a problem there, mate. Anyway, M0WNT.
Yeah. I don't want to create more work for you, obviously. It's just... Because let's face it, nowadays, most people do carry their phone, so... If you've got everything there in one sort of app, it makes life easy. And obviously, maybe even people using like a tablet or something like that. Because I'm assuming it'll work on an Android tablet or something along those lines, which would be quite handy. Especially an All Stars. You need to give it a fancy name. That's the next thing. You need to call it something. But no, hats off to you. I could really push the boat out. And say, wouldn't it be good if you could have it where you could have a chat, a text chat, but that's just pushing it right to the realms there, Neil. Go ahead.
WNT returning. Yeah, that would be a nice feature, wouldn't it, so you can have a text chat. But the trouble is, I'll have to run it on a server. I would, but I mean, probably. It's going to make it a bit... because that means I'll have to create a server to do the data going across, I suppose, somehow. But yeah, that'd be a bit too much for me, mate, that would have been. But yeah, I'll have a go putting the QRZ bit in, and on the settings page, you can just press a button on there to enable it or disable it, so the people who don't want it won't show up, and then the people who do want it, it's there for them. I'll just have to just tinker out all the nodes, it's like less than 2,000 and things like that, and like call signs like what don't exist, sort of thing. So I could probably do that, mate, anyway, with a QRZ. There shouldn't be much of a problem there. It's just an extra little feature, mate, isn't it? Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. I'll have a look at it tomorrow. I will, and then like I say, I'll put it on the settings page, and if people want to add it, just press the button, and then it'll just automatically come in for them. It will. Because I was having a problem with the TX bit, when you start TX, if you refresh your browser, the TX used to, the counter used to reset, and then I got in touch with Peter, and he put me on the right track again. I was on the phone to him, quite a bit this week and last week, like, probably like an hour at a time, you know what I mean? And he's trying to explain things to me. It's a bit of a struggle, it's the first off where you don't understand it. But as you start understanding it, it gets a little bit more easier, it does. So he's been absolute gem, mate. He has to help me sort his food problems out there, mate. Microphone back over to you, Golden, M0WNT.
M7OHK, heard you there, evening. Don't, obviously don't create more work for yourself, Neil. I mean, if you've got it working and to the way you want it, and you're ready to roll it out, then the QRZ thing was just, I mean, it was just one of the things, because it's basically most people, if you're going to have it in your hand, and they've made that contact, they maybe want to go in there and use their phone or whatever to check something, you know, what people are like. They tend to look at the QRZ to get a sort of knowledge base in the station that they're talking to. You don't get very much information to mine, but some people do look at QRZ. And yeah, fine on the text message type thing or chat, yeah, that would involve way too much. And fine on having Peter at the end of the phone. Yeah, very knowledgeable man. When he comes on and he gets started, it just blows my mind that I don't understand all the code and everything like that. As I said to you before, I can knock something together, I can build something, the concept, but when it comes to the software and everything like that, it's like, oh, way over my head. have used that ChatGPT thing on a few occasions, just typing in random rubbish to see what it does, and it's very clever. But I don't know, I'm unsure about artificial intelligence at the moment. I think my own intelligence needs revived, Neil, before I add any artificial bits. Anyway, I've been joined by Owen, so I'll throw it out to Owen, M7OHK, MM9SRU.
M7OHK, it's just a quick one, just a quick raise of the hand to both of you, because it's always lovely to hear you. And I was pinging you a couple of messages, Neil, because I heard your acceleration of the web interface project that you're working on, sort of live on air. You were talking to Trev earlier, and you had a little milestone that you passed, and it seemed like it's almost like you're at the finishing line, mate. So I just wanted to just jump on and say hello, and like really nice one, mate, for sticking with it, persevering, and obviously you're getting to the finishing line now. So that's brilliant, because the interface, the snapshots that you've shared looks absolutely brilliant. So I hope you're dead chuffed with yourself, mate, because you should be. Gordon, just always nice to hear you, mate, as ever. So just a quick wave of the hand to yourself. Although I would say this is turning into slightly like a bit of a requirements conversation that I would hear at work, with additions to the interface that Neil is working on. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say. Just wanted to say hello. Hope you're well. Lovely to hear you. And I'll bounce out again now and let you carry on with the queue. So, but 73 to you both from M7OHK, passing it round to M0WT.
Yeah, M0WNT in the group. Yeah, thank you for that, Owen. Yeah, it's nice words there, mate. Thank you. Sorry about that. If people can just mention things, what they'd like to add, like that QRZ bit, what Gordon just mentioned there, mate, is, I didn't think of it, so it's just, I've only got one head, so the more heads what's there, I can put more things into it. Yeah, I actually used Google Gemini to actually help me a bit with some of the coding and that, well, most of the coding, really. It was, and I was telling it what I want and how to do it. It took hours and hours to get there, but I've got most of it, like I say, up and running. Yeah, it's about at the finish line now. I'll just add that little bit of, and I'm looking at doing that QRZ database. I will. I can see what I can put up on that. It shouldn't be much of a problem anyway. It wouldn't. So, yeah, more people who say things, then the better you can get there. The system, can't you? So it just makes it a lot better there. It does. Yeah, and I'll pass the microphone over to you there, Gordon. And I'm just going to give myself a quick drink. I've made a cup of tea in the other room, so I'm just going to run over to it, because I'm sat near my computer at the minute. Microphone over to you there, Gordon, M0WNT.
MM9SRU return. You don't have to go, Owen. You can stay if you want. Chewing the fat. Yes, same sentiments as Owen, Neil. I mean, you put a lot of hard work into it. And I'm sure it'll be greatly appreciated by the users and different people, because it's handy. As I say, I use your one on your old one on the PC, and it just works for me. life easier. Albeit I've got the DTMF mic on this radioless node. It just makes life easy. Seems to be what's the progression with All-Star by now. Stuff popping up all over the place, social media and new products and different things, which is good, I suppose. Different things coming into the sort of fold, All-Star. It was a few years ago I was playing about with what's it, Hamshack Hotline and Ham over IP and Cisco phones, Star 990 key up and everything like that, big bulky devices, and now you're seeing stuff built on Pi Zeros and things like that. So yeah, it's good. It's people like yourself, Neil, and obviously Kev and Peter that are experimenting, trying different things, and it's good. It's good fun. I haven't made any projects. I've just been too busy getting ready stuff, but I will get, now the darker nights are in, I will get back to the soldering and building. I've still got that 7-inch radioless node to play about with as well. Anyway, round to you, and if you're still there, MM9S, are you?
MM9SIU in the group from M7OHK. Yeah, I'm still here, mate, and I will make this my final because you gents were having a queue, so I literally just wanted to say hello because it's always lovely to hear friendly voices on the air, so I'll let you get back to it. Just a quick one on the projects and stuff. I'm going to make myself a 4-meter dipole. Just ordered the requisite parts, so hopefully they'll come at some point over the weekend. And I will have to get my soldering iron out, which will be an unholy mess because I'm absolutely rubbish with my hands. I'm in more in Neil's neck of the woods. I don't mind a bit of programming, a bit of coding, a bit of software manipulation, but when it comes to a steady hand and precision, not really my wheelhouse. But anyway, the whole point of the hobby is to experiment, so that's what I'll have a go at doing. It'll go horribly wrong, but there we go. Anyway, I will pass it back round to Neil. I hope you got your cup of tea. I'm impressed that you're having a cup of tea at this hour, because honestly, I couldn't have a caffeinated drink now. I wouldn't sleep. Maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know. I wish both best 7-3s. Lovely to hear you. And I'll let you crack on with your EQ, because you're two far more smarter gents than I am, and you've got smart things to discuss. But have great weekends ahead. I'm sure we'll catch up again soon. But lovely to hear you. M7OHK, pass it round to M0WNT, and catch you down the log. M7OHK, off and clear of HubNet. Many thanks for the use.
Yeah, M0WNT returning in the group. Yeah, stop in now, if you want to stop in, mate. The more reds, the better. So, it's entirely to you, mate, anyway. If not, I'll say 73s to them, mate. Yeah, good luck with a 4-metre dipole, mate. It's nice building a few antennas and that, and it's a nice project, and that it is. I don't know if you've got an antenna analyzer, have you? Or are you just going off my certain measurements there, mate? I'm not quite sure there. Yeah, well, I'm going to duck out soon. Anyway, I am. Time's getting on now. It's 11:30 at night. It is, and I've got my family coming over tomorrow. We're all going horse racing on Monday. We're going to Plumpton race course. We are for the day. It's like a sponsored like an event sort of thing. It is. I think it's just like a special. No, sorry, it's a special event. It is. Yeah. So it raises awareness for some illness and that. Well, I haven't probably read into it, but I think it'd be a good day out anyway. There was about 8 of us meeting up there. So, me and my missus and family and that, a few friends and that, so it'll be all good. It will. I'll just keep time with this going. I'll keep moving it forward as much as I can, and hopefully I'll find a professional programmer can go over it in the future. They can add things and take things away, because all the code will be there, mate, anyway, for them. And, it's just a bit more of a bigger upgrade of the first one, what I built there, Gordon. That was just my first attempt, but this one just seems a lot more user-friendly. It's got a few more features on it as well for people. It does, mate. So, I'm hoping it all works, people. It's just the installation bit was going to make it difficult for some people, because some people don't know how to, like FTP and little few commands and that, what they need to do to get it up and running. But I was going to try and make an installer, so you just it's like wget, and you just run it as a root, and it just installs it all for you. But people have to have some kind of 12 mouse to take a pip. Yeah, I was just going to make like a installer of some kind. Just so for people who can't do the coding bit, it'll just do it automatically for them, but then there's a risk of damaging their unit, so I'll just have to try and do it on a fresh installation and things like that, and see how it goes. But it'll just a few more little test runs, mate, and it should be all complete there, Gordon, hopefully. Microphone over to you there, Gordon, and I hope Owen's stopping in as well, because I want to know about this antenna. M0WNT, back over to you there, Gordon.
MM9S, are you returning? That's it. No, I mean, you're enjoying doing what you're doing, and it's keeping you occupied. And as you say, several heads or suggestions, and you go, all right, I'll try that, or I'll do that, or do the next thing. It's always handy, and obviously you've got guys like Peter and Kev, and that you can throw things back and forward and say, right, fancy doing that, or give that a try. And that's what it's all about. It's playing about. As I say, I like the building things. Haven't looked at any projects for a while. I think one of them was finding a decent bass mic. I found one on eBay, an electric microphone. Because I don't, as much as these Alinco microphones, they're okay, but I would prefer something more like a bass mic type idea. I've got an Adonis 103 that I've put onto this, and it just doesn't sound right at all. And I thought, I wonder if a piece, you know, the MPOW, you probably used it in the headphones where you press the PTT. The PTT, so on the volume down button. The pin out of that, obviously, the jack, you've got your headphones and you've got your microphone. And I thought, I wonder if you could put a little amplified speaker into that, into the MPOW interface. Have a breakout on the jack plug. And you remember the old PC microphones that you used to get? They would get one of them and put in a momentary PTT type button on it. Neil. Because that's what's lacking on these radio lists.
Yeah, I think you timed out there, Gordon. I'll just see if you come back there, mate. M0WNT. Yeah, M9SAU. Are you still there, Gordon? I think you timed out there, mate. M0WNT.
Yeah, I went in the full waffle mode there. Apologies. I got disconnected because obviously I was keyed up for a while. Yeah, I was just saying some form of bass mic, so I might be not one of them up in the coming months. See how I get on with it. Neil, go ahead.
Yeah, M0WNT, return. Yeah, that'd be a good idea, mate, wouldn't it? Yeah, I've got one of them M-Pals kicking about somewhere. Someone gave me one, it was broken, so I repaired it. It was a mic wire, well, it snapped. It was, so I took it all to bits and just rewired it, and it worked again. It did. And yeah, it's a good little system thing, really, when that lad found out. I can't remember the station who actually tried it, and it actually worked. Well, I can't remember his call sign, but yeah, it works really well as well. It does, yeah, if you stick it in like a little amp mic, if you've got an amplified, like a speaker mic or something like that, that would be really good, wouldn't it? Do you know what I mean? You can just use like a little Raspberry Pi Zero or something like that to run the operating system like. Yeah, I don't think it would be probably too difficult to do there, mate, really. If they're just getting like the pinouts in it and probably getting some voltage somewhere up to that speaker mic and that. Yeah, so it'll be, that'd be a good little project there, Gordon. If you can get that working there, mate, M0WNT.
MM9SRU. I'll make this my final, Neil. Others use the system. But yeah, something along the lines of like the MPOW, because obviously you're using, I think it was Bruce from Free Star Days or whatever came up with the thing. But yeah, something like the MPOW, I suppose you could probably take a handy speaker mic with one of these. I think Yaesu, if my memory serves me right, Yaesu handhelds used to have a, I think it was a four ports, no, the four lines on the jack plug, I can't remember the technical term for it, where you could put a speaker mic in for one of the Yaesus. So if you bought one of them, plug that in, speaker mic, yeah, you could probably run it on a Pi Zero. And then you've got basically a portable radio-less node that you could probably tether to your mobile phone. There you go. Watch this space. It'll be on YouTube tomorrow, Neil. MM9SRU.
Yeah, it'd be a good little project there, Gordon, it would. Yeah, probably Kev, G6ZDP, is the best person to speak to about that on the electronic side, mate. He'll probably have to knock some up. He's quite good at knocking things up like that, Kev is. So, yeah, I'm going to shoot off, mate. Lovely chatting to you, mate. Anyway, I'm going to hit the sack, mate. I'm getting a bit knackered anyway. I am. Lovely chatting to you, Gordon, as always, mate. It's always nice seeing you, and I always listen to you because you and Owen speak most nights, you do, and I listen in the background as you're chatting and that way, mate. Yeah, and if Owen's still listening, yeah, send a freeze there as well, Owen, and I hope you do well with that antenna build as well, mate. Yeah, I'll catch you further down there, Gordon, M0WNT. Send a freeze, mate, and you take care.
Yeah, cheers, Neil. And I'll maybe catch Kev on one of these days. I had them on this morning. As I say, the Hubnet's been on in the background, but I've been up to my eyeballs with shrink wrap and parcel tape and everything like that, wrapping cavity filters and try to get them well protected so they don't get damaged in the post. Okay, don't wait. Cheers, Neil. All the best. Keep up the good work, and look forward to the end result. I'll throw it around to Owen. I don't know if he's still there, and find on the 4 meter antenna and the soldering. It's only you that's going to look at it, Owen. So your soldering skills doesn't have to be fantastic. As long as it works, that's the main thing. You never know. And you'll probably be sitting watching whales anyway, so you'll not be getting the soldering iron out. It's okay, we might let you in. Hi. Anyway, a newsflash. The snow in Inverness. Catch you later, guys. Cheers now. MM9FRU. Throwing it out to Owen if you're still there. If not, many thanks for the use of Hubnet.
M7RHK. Yep, still listening, gents, and an absolute pleasure to hear you both, as always. yep, it is getting late. Probably time to hit the sack. I will be watching whales tomorrow, Gordon, and it's going to be difficult because we are not very good at the moment. I hope we can meet Japan. Not sure we will. But anyway, a first world problem. Sporting team doesn't quite perform as you'd like them to. All of that is irrelevant. It's getting late. Time to hop off of the Hubnet. Wish you both 73s. Honestly, gents, love hearing you both, and hope you have excellent weekends ahead. From M7RHK, with many thanks to all of the people that keep the hub network in. M7RHK, off and clear.
Yeah, catch you later, Owen, and you'll still enjoy the rugby, irrespective. And speak to you later. Cheers and out. MM9SRU off and clear the Hubnet. Cheers all. And good night to all the listeners.
And then